Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Jaden. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Keisha Banks.
Then could I have a spelling on the first and last name, please?
LAKESHIA. Banks, BAKS. I'm sorry, I'm all stuffed up and everything, my voice.
Oh, no worries,
Allergies.
bro. No worries. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the
Okay.
criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter?
Yes, I am.
And if I may ask, was it you or was it a loved one that was diagnosed with a type of cancer after spraying Roundup?
Myself.
And do you know what type of cancer you were diagnosed with?
It was B cell lymphoma, non-Hodgkin lymphoma, and the type was B cell.
I'm so sorry.
Did you
And
hear me? I'm sorry.
you said it was a B-cell lymphoma.
Yes.
I'm very, very sorry about that. Have you, if I may ask, have you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's?
No.
And we'll be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
And what year were you diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's?
And 19.
2019.
Yes.
And do you remember the date?
The actual date was September 9th, 2019.
And did you spray Roundup at home, work, or both?
Beg your pardon?
Did you spray Roundup at home, work, or both? Homework and or
Oh, it was
home
home.
and
It
work?
was my home.
Okay.
My front and my backyard of my home.
Okay. And do you have the home address that you sprayed Roundup at?
Yes.
Okay. And
Are
then
you ready?
yeah.
750
750
East Fifth
East
Street,
5th Street.
Azusa, California, 91702.
Perfect. 750 East 5th Street, Azusa, California, 91702.
Correct.
And did any of your colleagues, neighbors, or anyone else you know ever spray Roundup or use the products and have a similar experience?
Not to my recollection, I'm not sure.
Okay. And what was your age at the time of diagnosis?
33.
33. And do you have a
Correct.
birth certificate by chance? Or like a copy of one that you can
Yes.
provide later on.
Yes.
Perfect. And how many years have you been spraying Roundup for?
It was about 9 years or so. Eight, 9 years.
And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more throughout the 8 to 9 years?
Yes. Yes.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
A smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States, if I may ask?
Yes, I am.
And then this next part is just for medical purposes. We just have to ask. Let me know if you have any history of the following: any HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes mellitus, cancer requiring
No, sir.
chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's. Or family history of
No.
cancer?
No.
Nothing on that list.
No, sir.
Perfect. Thank you so much for confirming. And the main type of cancer you had, or the main diagnosis, was non-Hodgkin's.
Correct.
And then, can I have your first name, middle name, and last name, and the spelling?
Lakeisha, LAK, Rochelle.
Sure.
Middle name is Rochelle. Rochelle. Last is Banks. Banks.
And then, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Yeah, perfect. And then, are you currently married?
Single.
Got you. And then, this next part is for HIPAA purposes. Can I have your date of birth?
October 14th, 1985.
And then, can I have your full social?
550-87-2710.
I'm trying to read this back. I have 10-14-1985, and then for a social, I have 550-87-2710.
Yes.
And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries or your cancer? So how did you first learn that spring Roundup?
I seen it. I seen it on. I think it was Facebook. And it told me to fill out a application, and I done so.
You did use Roundup, so you knew, and you were affected by non-Hodgkin, so you wanted to try it out?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you, when did this take place? This year, last year, a few years ago?
When I did the application?
Oh, yeah, so when do you first find out that Roundup could have caused your injuries or cancer?
I seen it. I had been seeing it a lot on TV, and it actually came up on the social media, and it told me to hit the link, and I would be able to fill out an application for it, and I just done so.
And so, do you know when that took place or when that was?
I don't remember the exact date. Do you need the exact?
No, it's okay. Sorry. Well, we'd just like to know when or when you became aware, if it was like a doctor that let you know, if it was an online advertisement, an attorney advertisement. This next part, we just have to
it
ask for height. Sorry?
You said my height?
Height and weight for medical purposes.
5'2 3/4".
5'2 3/4".
And my weight is 149.
149. And then can I have a primary email address?
D as in dog, E as in elephant, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, G as in girl, U as in utopia, R as in river, L as in lake, 25@gmail.com.
I'm just going to read this back. I have denagurl25@gmail.com.
Correct.
And then the main phone number I have is 702-793-9929.
Yes.
Okay. And then that was a mobile phone, correct?
Yes.
And then next we're just going to go over your Roundup usage. We are almost done here. How many times per year would you say you used Roundup? So if it was once a month, 12 times, twice a month, 24.
5 to 6 hours.
And then how many times per year would you say that you use Roundup?
I would use it 5 to 6 hours in a year. So you're asking how much I used it through the year?
So 5 to 6 hours for the entire year?
Yes.
Okay. Was that like an hour a day or 5 to 6 hours in each session? Or was it like 2 hours between each
one? About 4 hours in each section. Sometimes it'll go longer.
So like once a year you sprayed?
Yes. Okay. 5 to 6 hours in a year.
And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis? So you were spraying Roundup if you were diagnosed in 2019, you were spraying in 2018, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And was it, to the best of your knowledge, when did you start and when did you stop spraying Roundup?
I started like 2009, and then I stopped about 2018. About 2018.
Perfect. And when was it applied? Seasonally, yearly, monthly?
Monthly.
And was it applied by hand sprayer, backpack, tractor with hoses?
It was a the spray
And when you were applying, did you use any
hand
protective
spray.
gear?
No.
No worries. And when did you, when, where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied to?
It was my front and my backyard. How would you want me to describe the area? Like,
Front and backyard. I'll just put for home gardening.
okay.
And then, what state
And
did you
I
use the
probably
product?
used it with that,
Sorry?
like in a month. I probably use it like twice, maybe like twice a month.
Okay.
Month.
Twice a month, so 24 times per year.
Yes.
And then, what state did you use the product in? Was it only California?
Correct. Yes.
And then, what was your exposure? Was it occupational, commercial, agricultural, residential?
Residential.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup?
You mean how I was supposed to expose?
How were you first exposed to Roundup? So
Like,
what?
oh, by smelling it and being around it.
And these next few questions are going to be pretty easy. How were you exposed to Roundup? Was it directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And did you personally spray Roundup?
Yes, I did.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Always, probably.
Yes, always, yes.
And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? So just to the best of your knowledge, maybe 50, 100. If it was
Oof.
24 times every year for 9 years,
That's over. That's about
24
200,
times.
maybe.
Yeah, like 260,
200,
200. 200 sounds about right too. Sorry.
Yes, about 200 and plus.
Got you. And did you ever get your water from a well, or like a water well?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Not to my regulation.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
Not to my recollection, no.
Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate, premix?
He said it was concentrated.
And then where and when was the Roundup purchased? Was it, do you remember, like a Home Depot, Lowe's?
Yes, Home Depot. I don't know when you just asked me about the concentrated or mixed. I used to have to mix it with water, so I don't know if that falls under the concentrated category or not.
I think premix is when it just comes in the bottle and you can spray it out of that. If it's concentrated and you had to mix it, I think that's what that, I think you were using concentrated.
Yeah, it was concentrated, and I had to mix it when I got home
Okay.
with water.
Perfect. There's an option for both, but I'll just put concentrated. And then, do you have any purchase
Okay.
information, proof of purchase? Do you have any receipts or any Roundup in your possession?
No.
And have you ever smoked?
No.
And are you currently employed?
No.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your illness?
Yes, the whole job. I wasn't able to completed. It was too many. I was taking too many medical days.
And then since then, have you been able to work, or have you been able to
No.
reapply or anything like that? You've lost, they wouldn't.
Yes.
Got you.
Lost it. No.
I'm very, very sorry about that. She lost her job from sick days she had to take. And have you ever been in the military?
Oh,
Okay. Have you ever been involved
which
in
I
any of
should have
the...
went.
Oh, that's what some people tell me. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, sir.
Perfect. Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than minor
I
traffic
came
offenses, like,
close.
got you. Other than minor traffic offenses, like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, sir.
Perfect. And then for the, as far as diagnosing information, do you remember the name of the hospital you were treated at for the non-Hodgkin's?
Yes. It was Providence Holy Cross Medical Center. You need the address?
Just the city. Do you know which city it was in?
Mission Hills, California.
Mission Hills.
Yes.
Okay, and then
91345.
perfect. I have 15031 Rinaldi.
Yep, that is right.
Perfect. And then just one second. And then, do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you?
Dr. Amy Hakim 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 Hakim
Dr.
Hakim
Amy
is
Hakim.
Hakim.
Got you. Perfect. Hakim. And then the phone number I have is 818-365-8015, 8051.
I have a different number for her.
I can put both. What was the one that you had as well?
626
Mm-hmm.
562
562.
4673. 46.
4673.
Right.
So the second number I have is 626-562-4673.
Correct.
And then I just have to ask for the recorded line, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? So,
In a
like
major
family.
way. My work, my family, I haven't been I wasn't able to, attend certain family events that we had going together, family reunions. It affected my everyday lifestyle.
Wasn't able to attend a family reunions and had to take time off of work. Away.
Which eventually work came to an end because it was just too much time and taking. I ran out of vacation time, PTO and sick days and stuff like that.
And where were you working at before this?
I was working at UPS.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, so they need you like at all times though.
Yes.
Oh, I see. That's tough. And since
Very.
then, have is there any way you can apply or reapply or come back or anything like that?
Not for that position. That position is actually filled. So if I was to go back, it would kind of be starting over.
Oh,
And
you.
they work. They're off of seniority.
And
So
you have to stay there
I would
for a
have to
while.
start all over with the loading and unloading. And
Oh, wow.
I went through that part. I can't. I'm not. I definitely can't do it now.
Jeez, that's really tough. And
Yes.
I mean, I hope we can help you in some way through this. I do have you're treated at the Providence Holy Cross Medical Center by Dr. Amy Hakim. Do you know the date of your treatment by chance?
The date of my treatment was 9/12/2019 when I
2019.
started my treatment.
Thank you for confirming. And again, I'm very, very sorry. Thank you for taking the time to speak about this. When
Appreciate
you
it.
were
Thank
being,
you
of
for
course,
having the patience.
no worries. When you were being treated, were you ever given stem cell transplants, chemotherapy, radiation, surgeries, antibiotics, pain?
Chemotherapy, radiation, and pain medication.
Do you know what type of pain medication or which antibiotics they gave you?
They were giving me codeine. Codeine, I don't really know how to pronounce it. There were pills throughout my treatment. I had to take them once a day for 3 months for my pain.
And then can I have your full
And
home
then
address?
my full home address, 750 East 5th Street, Azusa, California, 91702.
And that was 750 East 5th Street, Azusa, California, Los Angeles County, 91702.
Wait.
And then for this last part, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures we can continue your case if for your loved ones.
I don't even have anyone.
Okay, no worries. And then again, typically we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. We found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. It doesn't have to be like a family member. It can be like a close friend or a relative, just someone that you know that we could get in or get in contact with.
Do I have to give? Because I really don't know anyone that you know. I associate with people, but not enough to give them, you know, out their number.
It could just be like a close friend or like a family member. It is required for this part. We do have to have someone that we could at least reach out to if we were unable to get a hold of you. It doesn't have to be like just like a close friend.
Take this number.
Okay.
702-786-8365.
And then do we have permission to contact this person?
Yes.
And then can I have their name and relationship too?
Unique. And she's a friend.
What was it called? Or what was her name?
Unique. UNIQUE.
And then she's your close friend?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not really close. Just, you know, just associate.
Got you. Okay. Perfect. And then I'm just going to make sure all these are correct, and I'm going to send over our documents. Just one second.
Did you get for my treatment, I did the chemo, the radiation, and the pain medication?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine. We started talking about something else, so I didn't know if you heard me or not.
No worries. Is there anything else you want me to add?
No, sir.
Okay, no worries. Permission to contact, yes. Close friend. Okay, I'm sending these over right now. Just let me know as soon as they do hit your inbox. It's going to be from through text message or email.
All right. Back to you, sign?
Yeah, it's going to come from Jaden. Is going to send you to a link. As soon as you click on that link, it's going to ask you to review an act or continue. Just click through, and then when you're on the actual documents themselves, there's going to be a highlighted start button on the top left.
Okay. All right. And I'll sign in the box?
Yeah. So just draw to sign, or if it's your initial, you can do either, whichever it tells you. And then while you're going through that, just make sure all your personal information on there is correct. Home addresses, email, date of births, spelling on names.
Okay.
Just make sure everything on there is correct and accurate to you. If anything is misspelled or incorrect, I can resend the documents.
It looks all correct from what I see.
Perfect. And then as soon as you finish or submit, just let me know.
It's finished.
Perfect. Okay. I'm just going to make sure everything's good on here, and then I'll send you a text. The attorney should reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours to do case verification. I'll send you a text for my personal number so you can reach out to me if you do have any questions between now and when they reach out to you. But for today, you're good to go. So if you do think of anything, just send me a text. If not, the attorneys will reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours.
All right. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye.